The allegation is that Hillary Clinton's younger brother has parlayed his relationship with Bill and Hillary Clinton throughout the years to come up with some sometimes dubious business deals for himself. Maggie,
you just laid it out pretty well right there. I mean, look, there has been an ongoing focus on the brothers Rodham, right? Tony and Hugh Rodham, Hillary Clinton's brothers. What was striking about the story that my colleague Steve Eder did is there are these court transcripts where Tony Rodham openly says, I leaned on my brother-in-law to get help me. I went through the Clinton Foundation. I mean, he says this. That type of stuff, I think, is very unhelpful. That you were going to see in attack mailers, you were going to see that potentially in ads.
It says here, when Mr. Rodham was short on cash in 2010, Mr. Clinton helped him get a job for $72,000 a year, raising investments in Green Tech Automotive, an electric car company then owned by Terry McAuliffe, an old friend of Mr. Clinton's and now the governor of Virginia. Don't we all help our brothers in law?
Well,
is there anything wrong
I was going to say, I'm not
right,
sure.
I mean, I agree with
what's
you.
Wrong yes, with that?
Well, I was going to say,
right.
What's wrong with that?
Yes.
I mean, look,
no, that,
that
I think people will forgive helping us.
Right.
So
where's the problem? I mean, he's not a politician, right? Yeah. Bill Clinton was not in office. It doesn't seem to conflict with her job as Secretary of State. If Bill Clinton helped out the brother-in-law, I don't see that as a scandal.
To me, if there's any issue, I totally agree. I think that people forgive. You help your family. Yeah. You help your brother. I think that the more you see things of, I went to the foundation for help. Now, the foundation says there's no evidence that we did
right.
anything that he said. But it's not great.